Country Pop FM.
Here we go with the almanac today, Thursday, November 16th, past the midway mark of November. With 320 days in, we only have 45 days left to go. 45, that's all we got left.
45, yeah.
Till the end of the year.
Speaking of, are you going to be on 45 for football next week?
Yes, I will be doing the 2A championship and the 3A championship Friday and Saturday. I think both games are about 1 o'clock or something like that.
Good, I want to tune in and... Tune in and catch your act.
I'll put a suit on and see what happens.
Dolly yourself up a little bit?
Yeah, I'll do my best. A little more than I do for the Bob Morning Show.
I understand.
Not a whole lot more, but a little more.
Okay.
1907 on this date, Oklahoma, celebrating its 110th birthday today as a state.
That's pretty good.
It's on this date, 1907, that Oklahoma became the 46th state. One of the younger states held on
they
as
were
a territory
yeah,
for quite
territory.
A while.
And kind of a tough
oh, yeah,
place
you didn't
to
you
be.
Didn't want, you didn't want to go there.
In the you know late 1870s, 80s, 90s, it was a tough place to be.
You better have the big iron on your side.
Yeah, yeah.
You're heading to Oklahoma.
And be ready to use it.
1907, 1915, Coca-Cola had its prototype for the contoured bottle patented.
Oh,
the
sure.
famous Coca-Cola
yep.
contoured bottle.
Yep.
I don't know if that was just for design and for aesthetics, or did it actually serve a purpose when it came to the carbonation of the actual substance inside of that bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they do that with beer bottles or beer glasses.
Yes.
And they got the little tip on the end to kind of hold it in.
Right, right.
You know, where they got the special tip. There was a Sam Adams glass and then Stella Artois like that, too.
Yep.
Those special glasses. Oh, you got to have a special glass to drink that. It made its commercial debut next year, the next year after that.
I would think it was more aesthetic than anything else, but
they still do it now, yeah. although not in glass, although they'll make some special edition glass bottles, but yeah. they try to do the contour in the plastic.
Right.
It's just not the same. But then Pepsi came out with their own where it was more of a twist.
Yes.
Remember the Pepsi had, yes. the, Pepsi had the twisting bottle.
Yes, I do.
If you're a glass blower, you can try and make one of those today.
Uh-huh.
We should get the old kiln, the big fire going here, do some glass blowing later today here, Bob. We've got multiple things that we can do here.
Why not?
I mean, I brought the sand.
Well, I'm in. I don't know. I've never done it, but I'm sure it's simple.
1952 in the Peanuts comic strip, Charles Schulz in the Peanuts comic strip.
Mm-hmm.
This was the first time ever that Lucy had held the ball.
Oh, boy.
For Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
They never say who snaps it, though. Is it Linus? Is it Pigpen? Is it Schroeder? Who's the snapper? Lucy's the holder.
I would think it's Schroeder. He's always kind of hunched over,
yeah,
got his head
he
down. Anyway, it would be a natural for him to be the snapper.
All right, from 38, Charlie Brown. He's set to go. Here's the snap, the hold, and oh, he missed it again.
Spot, boot, whoa, yeah. hold at the spot.
But you know, when he does make contact, he's scarily accurate. In fact, okay. he's more accurate than Blair Walsh.
Well.
And usually has all his clothes on. No, that was the baseball, where the baseball, he'd pitch. Charlie Brown would pitch and the baseball would come back and all his clothes would fly off.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was a comebacker right back up the middle, a diamond cutter, if you will.
Right on.
So that was in 52. 1959 on Broadway.
Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes. Silver white winters that melt into spring.
Now, who did it? Who sang? Or
this is Mary Martin.
Mary Martin?
This is on Broadway. The Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Sound of Music opened on Broadway on this date.
Good stuff.
Do we know how this became a Christmas song? Because it has nothing to do with Christmas in the movie or the musical. But you hear it on Christmas albums. Somebody did it for a Christmas album. And
I know
Lori
Morgan did.
Yeah.
She made a big hit with it.
The Four Outdoorsmen and Bearfax and Fishtails.
Right.
Les Feldick through the Bible and DealsOnRadio.com. The All Request Lunch Hour. Anywhere will pay Jim cash. These are a few of my favorite. We should have a Bob version of this.
I think we should.
Okay. So that was on this date, 1959, 1960. We said goodbye.
Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
No, he doesn't. He's heading out into the fog.
He'd
gone
had
with
enough.
The wind. He's had enough of Scarlet.
He was young.
Frankly, my dear. And it's not, frankly, my dear Scarlett. Somewhere that was added in there when people were quoting that, but he doesn't say that in the movie.
No.
He doesn't refer to Scarlett, although she is there. And he doesn't need to refer to her because he knows her name.
Right.
Yeah, she's right there.
She's right there.
It's not like they're on the phone, but Clark Gable died on this date. He was only 59. He died young, Neil. And speaking of phones,
the first push-button phone was the Western Electric 1500. For $150 a month, more than $11 today, Bell customers could upgrade. Unlike rotary phones, touchtones let people make a call without talking to an operator.
Well, that was nice. That was the start of the impersonal communication that we have now so much. You don't have to speak to the operator because touchtone would do all the switching for you because it was touchtone.
Right.
1963, the touchtone telephone was introduced. That's Ken Curtis.
Yeah, I was going to say
that was a newer version. I mean, it wasn't from that year. It wasn't from 1963. It was him doing some kind of a documentary on phones, and how exciting that must have been for him to voice. But is it Ken Curtis, right?
Yeah,
not the guy that played what's his name from Gunsmoke.
But a different. Is it Ken Curtis?
I think it's. Yeah, he does all those A&E and history things. I think his name. I know his last name's Curtis. He was also an anchorman.
Yeah.
He narrated that,
it's
so that
Ken
was
Curtis,
it's something Curtis.
Yes.
It's not Tony Curtis.
No,
it's not Jack Curtis.
Jim.
It's not Curtis Mathis.
No, although
anyway,
TV maker.
1966, Dr. Sam Shepard acquitted in the second trial of charges that he murdered his pregnant wife. Now, what's significant about this? Rumors are is that this case was actually the subject of the TV show and then later the film The Fugitive. This is what inspired the TV show The Fugitive.
Oh,
Dr.
Nice.
Sam Shepard acquitted in his second trial. He had been in jail for a while. And, of course, I think when did the TV show The Fugitive start?
It was right around 60.
Before 66.
Yeah.
Wasn't it earlier than that? Maybe earlier 60s? F. Lee Bailey, by the way, was his defense attorney. And we got to know F. Lee Bailey, of course, later on. Yes, from the O.J. Simpson trial and many others. So that was in 66. In 82, the 57-day-old NFL strike came to an end with an agreement in 82. They ended up playing just 9 games. The Vikings went 5-4. In the brand-new Metrodome, they beat Atlanta in the first round of the playoffs. I know that because we bought tickets. We had Vikings fever. So we bought tickets. Remember when you used to be able to go to, it was a JCPenney or Sears or somewhere. Their ticket offices were in a store.
Yes.
Because I remember an uncle or my grandmother or somebody went, because we couldn't get them up where we were at. So they went to a store. I don't know what it was. Shopper City's there. Somewhere they had Vikings Vikings tickets available where you could go and purchase them. And we bought them. We went. They won. But then they lost to Washington the next week. In the second round of the playoffs in 1982. Let's move on to birthdays now today.
It's great to be back in the Westin kitchen. Anybody from out of town? Hey, sweetheart, where are you from?
Are you on dope?
A heckler. Cool.
There he is. He's David Leisure.
Huh.
From he was the annoying neighbor on Empty Nest.
Oh, yeah.
Empty Nest. And that was Sophia from Golden Girls. Cameoing.
Yes.
You cameoing on Empty Nest because, of course, they were neighbors to the Westons. Now, how does Charlie, that's Charlie from Empty Nest, how does he rank with some of the other annoying neighbors in the history of TV, like Mrs. Kravitz, Newman, Eddie Haskell, Lenny and or Squiggy?
Right.
How about Mr. Bentley? George Jefferson was never really all that impressed with Mr. Bentley.
No, he really wasn't.
So he's in that group, wouldn't you say?
He's there.
Yeah, so that's Joe. He was also Joe Isuzu. Same guy that was Joe Isuzu, sold us Isuzu cars.
Yep.
David Leisure is 67 today. Marge Helgenberger on the TV show China Beach and a long time running on CSI. She is 58 today. Doc Gooden. He went from phenom to phantom. He should be in the Hall of Fame, if not for drugs, and he had some injuries as well. But he just started, his star shot up so fast, and then it came crashing down. Played for the Yankees, had a no-hitter with the Yankees, as I remember, and won a World Series. Yeah, he was with the Mets. That's where he won a World Series with the Mets in 86. But, I mean, he had some nasty stuff.
He was a flamethrower. He had great stuff, man.
Dwight Gooden. And he got into drugs like his buddy Daryl Strawberry. Doc and Daryl, if you've ever seen that 30 for 30, if you haven't, check it out. It's good. So Doc Gooden, 53. She was one of the Cosby kids.
Yep.
There's one more thing that they sort of don't know about you.
What?
You. They don't know about you.
I beg your pardon?
I don't know, I just sort of forgot to tell him I got married.
Oh, boy. Lisa Bonet is 50 today. She was Denise on The Cosby Show. Denise Huxtable. Yep. That's when she married that guy from the Navy. And, of course, she was on A Different World, which was a spinoff for her, but mm-hmm. she wasn't on there very long. They got her out of there, and the rest of the group carried on. But she's the big 5-0. Martha Plimpton is 47, the mother on Raising Hope.
Sometimes family has to make sacrifices for each other, like the one my lower body made pushing out that beach ball-sized head of yours. You owe me for that.
You owe us both for that.
Raising Hope was a very well-written show. Cloris Leachman was on that. She was hilarious. And Martha Plimpton played the mother on Raising Hope. She was also in the movie The Goonies. 47 today. We have Maggie Gyllenhaal celebrating today.
Harvey called. He said Batman's going to turn himself in.
I have no choice.
You honestly think that's going to keep the Joker from killing people?
Maybe not, but I have enough blood on my hands.
Rachel Dawes from The Dark Knight. Now, she wasn't the original Rachel Dawes. Remember, Katie Holmes was in the first one, Batman Begins, and then she was in the next one, and then she was killed in The Dark Knight at the very end.
Right.
By the Joker.
He couldn't save both.
And the Joker got away. Maggie Gyllenhaal, her brother is Jake Gyllenhaal. Uh-huh. Maggie Gyllenhaal is 40 today, and she's one of the great figure skaters ever. She won the gold medal. That was the year she beat out Nancy Kerrigan.
Oh.
That was the year the whole Kerrigan and Tanya Harding thing. And Oksana Bayul won that year. And she is 40 today. She's out of Russia.
Okay. Gone but not forgotten. There's just a couple today of note, Jim. We always like to mention, you know, your former Roman emperors. And this guy was from 42 BC, so he's old. Tiberius.
James Tiberius Kirk.
That's
where he gets his middle name from.
His name from the Rome Emperor. Tiberius didn't have a first or a middle, just one name.
I would hope not if you're an emperor.
Yeah, you just have the one name. Band leader W.C. Handy, if you don't know the name, he's the guy who's generally considered the father of the blues. He was born on this day, 1873.
And now deep thoughts from W.C. Handy.
I like it. How about this guy? Hilarious in many things, and you remember him as the Penguin. You remember him from many other movies.
You'll get him, Rock.
Burgess Meredith.
The dynamic do-gooders. You've been helping old ladies across the street, Batman.
We're going to help you into a jail cell, you beak buffoon. Leave my beak out of this, you baby barnacle.
Boy, he was good, was he not? Oh. The best Penguin of all time.
No question. Then the Rocky films, and then, of course, at the end, the
Grumpy Old Man.
He was hilarious. 1907 for the great Burgess Meredith.
He was just hanging on for one of those. I remember reading how they had to really help him with his lines in either the first one or the Grumpier Old Man one.
Yeah.
He's still great in those movies. It's amazing when I read that how good he was on film. When they were talking about how they had to kind of help him through some things.
Right.
Because of his advanced age.
And it's worth sticking around for the credits just to hear him on some outtakes. Pretty funny stuff. And Hanna-Barbera cartoon voices, one of the greats, Dawes Butler. If you don't know the name, you would recognize the voices. He was born Charles Dawson. And let's run down a few of them.
It's the best in Paris, boo-boo. The chef is famous for his Philip McNannies.
Okay, you know that. He is Yogi Bear. How about this one?
But hark! Or is it Herc? The cage door is open. A jar even. What a chintzy outfit. Can't even afford a lock. So exit. Stage left.
Just Yogi Bear and Snagglepuss, Neil, would be enough.
But
that's not enough.
Oh. Come on! Come on!
Kabongs are thick as flies around the ear.
Kabong!
Hey, watch it, will you, Quick Draw?
I was overcome by a kabongin' frenzy.
He did Quick Draw and Baba Louie. And El Kabong,
and
of course.
El Kabong.
But Baba Louie, too, his little buddy. And then one more here for you.
Cap'n Crunch cereal with strawberry-flavored crunch berries. Two kinds of flavor, two kinds of crunch, and a good part of a nutritious breakfast. Very well.
I ate some crunch berries in my day.
Oh, yeah.
That peanut butter Cap'n Crunch. We ate that thing by the bushel.
I must not wish quite so hard.
What a great voice.
Yeah, he did a lot, and that's just a few of them.
Yeah, he was Elroy Jetson. The list is long.
Oh, my darling.
Huckleberry Hound. The great Dawes Butler. We're going to leave it right there. Born in the state 1916. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
And that does it for today's Almanac. Did you do any fact-checking on the Ken Curtis?
I did. I didn't get to Ken Curtis.
Okay. I'm almost certain that it's Ken Curtis.
I'll double check, but it was a heart attack, and then a little while later that day, a blood clot that killed Clark Gable at the age of 59.
Well, that's a double whammy.
And The Fugitive ran from 1963 to 1967.